Why are some states unwilling to settle with banks over foreclosure abuses?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So far, 40 states have signed on to a national settlement with the nation's biggest banks. It would force the banks to pay people who lost their homes to foreclosure and reduce costs for homeowners who are underwater. That's in exchange for dropping civil lawsuits against banks accused of engaging in abusive foreclosure practices. But several states are still holding out for a better deal. One of those is Delaware, and that state's Attorney General Beau Biden joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you haven't signed on to this settlement with the banks yet. Why not?
Well, we have questions still, and specifically as it relates to MERS, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, which our state sued in October of last year. And we want to make sure that we can preserve our complaint and our lawsuit against them. We have some other questions, and we're working our way through those. These are not dissimilar to the questions that the New York Attorney General has, as well as it relates to MERS and the lawsuit he filed against MERS and the banks on Friday. So we're working our way through some questions that maintain our ability to pursue MERS and potentially sign on. But we have to make sure that we can preserve that right.
And just to clarify, MERS, which we've talked about on this program, is this system that allowed banks to transfer the ownership of mortgages without going through county recorder's offices and local government offices. It made it a lot quicker. Are the other states going to go ahead without you with this settlement? Is it your sense that they're close to a deal?
I don't know. I mean, I read the same reports you're reading this morning. It sounds like Attorney General Miller is saying that 40 or so states have signed on, but looks like about a dozen or so, or 10 at least, have not. So there's still questions that Attorney General are asking to make sure that they can preserve their investigations that many of us have before we sign on to this settlement.
But if you hold out and the other states go ahead, of course, homeowners in Delaware who were foreclosed on or are underwater would get absolutely nothing. Isn't that a big risk?
Well, it is a risk. But look, my job is to pursue the case I have against MERS. I think going after MERS is one of the central elements of making sure that we don't end up here again 5, 10, 15 years from now. So that's why I'm filed a major lawsuit against MERS, which is kind of tough to explain, but there's a big complaint on our website if anybody wants to see what that's all about. But the other piece of it is that the reality is the servicing standards are going to change no matter what. The banks who robo-signed are going to change based on the public pressure being brought to bear, the OCC rules that are going to require them to change. And so there'll be relief for all citizens and borrowers to some extent or level at some level for sure.
Sounds like it. You think that you're better off keeping the option available to sue than to go along with the settlement.
I never give up I never can and never should, and Attorney General should never give up their ability to do their job, and that's what I need to do, and I can't have anything limit my ability to do my job.
Beau Biden is the Attorney General of the state of Delaware. Beau Biden, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Now to Washington, D.C., where the Senate is working on some legislation this week aimed at boosting the nation's defenses against cybercrime. But as our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports, utility companies oppose the new legislation because they say it allows too much government intrusion into their business.
Most of America's critical infrastructure is owned and operated by private companies. Increasingly, they use network software, making them vulnerable to hackers. Jacob Olcott is a cybersecurity expert at Good Harbor Consulting. He says given the potential catastrophic consequences of an attack,
many people are coalescing around the idea that the government does play a role, some role, in protecting those systems and assets.
But companies are warning Congress not to add to their regulatory burden. Liesl France, for example, with Tech America, says new government requirements could make it tougher to react.
Probably a most salient example is the time it takes to devise and promulgate and enforce a regulatory framework vis-a-vis the time that it takes for a cyber attack to occur.
France says instead of imposing new regulations, government should make it easier for industries that are under threat to quickly share information. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower in overseas trading this morning, down 0.5% in London and more than 1% in Frankfurt right now. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow slipped 17 points to close at 12,845.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Innocentive, helping organizations generate creative ideas and solve key problems through open innovation and crowdsourcing solutions. Innovation consultants available at 855-CROWD-NOW. By Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by The Economist, presenting its third annual Ideas Economy Innovation event on March 28th in Berkeley, California. More information at innovation.economist.com.
Puerto Rico has a problem with iguanas. It has 4 million of them, and wait till you hear what the government there wants to do about it. Here's Marketplace's David Gura.
They want to slaughter the iguanas, then sell them overseas to butchers and restaurant owners. There aren't many natural predators in Puerto Rico.
I know if I was able to bring it into the UK, I know I would be able to sell it.
That's Paul Cook. He owns Osgrow. It's a distributor based in the UK specializing in things like ostrich meat, snails, locusts.
We're not selling iguana in the UK, only in pet shops as pets.
Cook says there's a growing market for what are called exotic meats. Puerto Rico wants to capitalize on that. Immigrants want to cook what they ate back home. World travelers want to recreate meals they had on vacations. Cook runs a side business, a gastropub that caters to the curious.
And you tend to sort of eat your way through the menu with a number of visits.
It looks unlikely Cook will get his hands on Puerto Rican iguana anytime soon. The plan is for the meat to be distributed in the U.S. first. I'm David Gura from Marketplace.
And finally, the ratings are in, and the Super Bowl was the most watched TV program in U.S. history. 111.3 million people tuned in. But get this, the halftime performance by Madonna drew even more viewers, 114 million. According to TheWrap.com, the halftime performance was also a big hit on Twitter with 10,245 tweets per second. All of them extremely interesting, I'm sure. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You want to cut medical costs? First, you got to find the right kind of people.
In the sociology literature, these people are referred to as natural helpers. They're the type of people that will be at a neighbor's bedside, whether they're being paid to or not.
Step number two, keep people out of hospitals. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That story and the day's business news. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.